Blog Talk Radio.
And now, Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness. Each week, this show offers pragmatic and purposeful tools for healing, personal growth, empowerment, and connection in your now. Demystify the mystical with your host, Dee, as she brings you practical spirituality.
Afternoon, everybody. Hello and welcome to Practical Spirituality with Now Age Wellness. I'm Dee. I'm your host. This is very officially our second inaugural show, and technical difficulties abound, but I hope you can hear me and hear me well. I am here today with my fearless pup, Chuck. He has joined us to bring in some wonderful, warm puppy energy. So today, I want to talk to you about energy healing. Well, first things first, before I tell you, here's how you can find me. I am the owner and operator of Now Age Wellness. To find out more about that, you can go to www.nowagewellness.com. If you guys are wanting to call in and join me on this call. I do offer readings for callers, but we certainly will answer your questions as well if it's just a general question. Our call-in number is 619-924-9710. Again, that's 619-924-9710. So today is the very first day of spring. Super exciting. It's a chance for renewal that we call in every single year. You know? So take a second, ask yourself what that means for you. One of the best ways to find that renewal brings us to our topic for today. We're going to talk about energy healing. And you guys know that I will never bring forth anything that doesn't make sense. So, energy healing is actually one of the most sensible things that we can do, and it's weird how we've pushed it off to the outskirts of life. Yeah, I think it really came into effect whenever the AMA was formed, I think in the late 1800s here, the American Medical Association, at least here in the United States. We really pushed our natural healers to the side, those who have been trained in the ways that have existed for centuries. So this is not a new idea. We're not calling forth anything that hasn't been done before. In fact, it was built into every culture. It was built of daily life. It wasn't even called energy healing. It wasn't even called healing work. It was just something you did to take care of yourself. Yeah? It was a part of life. It was a part of every day. When we are talking about energy healing, let's back up for a second, I guess, and ask ourselves exactly what it is we're talking about. So within you, as a human being, is energy. What is energy? We're talking about ions, molecules, and atoms, right? We're talking about how these things interact together. It's science. There's a ton of science behind it. Yes, energy fills the human body. Yes, energy surrounds the human body. Science is on board with these ideas that we have always known as healers. When it comes to the energy that comes from a human being, we can break it down into four layers, and this is most often how we talk about it. We are talking about the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, and, of course, the physical. The physical seems to have consumed most of our attention for the last little bit of history here. Yeah, the physical of, you know, my body, the physical of I am measured by my home and how much money I make. But when we are talking about being a complete human being, we are talking about all of these things. Yeah? So we're talking about your mind, your thoughts, the vibration they carry. We're talking about your emotions, what you feel. Also talking about your connection to spirituality. So your connection to who you are and how you function in this world. So this is a part of you, yeah? Everything we do sends out vibration, which is ultimately the most simple definition of energy. If anyone asks you what energy is, you can say vibration and call it a day. So when we are talking about health and well-being, which we talk about so often, and I think now more than ever I hear folks being concerned with their health and well-being. Why? Because it's a little out of balance for most of us. But when we're talking about that, it's absolutely necessary for you to consider the other levels of your energy other than just the physical. Right? I'm going to say that again because it's really important. It is absolutely necessary for you to look at your entire being if you want complete health. That means you have to look at the mental, you have to look at the emotional, you have to look at the spiritual. And within your energy body, as we call it, within the energy that you birth into this world, you can find all of those things, right? Because it's not just one layer, it's not just one piece. I think the other piece that people tend to focus on is their mind, yeah? We tend to be thinkers and reason through things and use reason in order to talk ourselves out of things that we know, that we feel are good for us. So here's the good news. For me, these things all come together, right? Reason and spirituality are not separate. They actually support each other. It makes 100% complete sense that if you want complete health, you have to look at your complete being. Right? So energy healing is not woo-woo. It's not out there. It may be something we're not educated in, but it is a necessary part of life. And if you pull that piece out of it, you are putting yourself out of balance. Yeah, because you're going to overdevelop or underdevelop in certain areas. And you'll find that in your life, you'll see that reflected back at you. You'll see how that compensation happens. So, energy healing. Let's give you some examples of what this is. Yeah. Actually, I'm going to pause for a second and give you one more primary difference of how energy healing works. The way it works is it seeks out cause of your discomfort, of your pain, of your depression, and it treats from that level. The question comes up, isn't that what my doctor does? To be perfectly honest, the answer is no. As Western medicine is taught, as Western medicine is practiced, they look to treat symptoms. They look to treat, say, you walk into the doctor and you say, I have a headache. What's the first thing you will hear? We can offer you some aspirin. We can offer you some Tylenol. We can help that pain go away. Right? And that's incredibly useful. It's incredibly valuable. We all have these lives we've created. We have responsibilities, things to get through. But if you do not stop and look at what is causing that headache in the first place, one of two things happens. Either it comes back, and it usually comes back with a little bit of vengeance, right? It usually comes back stronger. Or it manifests in a different way. So now all of a sudden you may not have a headache, but your right knee is hurting. And you're not sure why. You didn't fall, you didn't twist it. All of a sudden your knee's hurting. It's because we haven't really dealt with the cause of what's going on, the imbalance that exists in the system as a whole. And so that imbalance is still presenting itself in different ways. Yeah. The most common example of this, I guess it's not even the most common, but the easiest to see example of this is when we're talking about cancers. Right? Because how many of you have had a friend, a loved one, a neighbor who has had to deal with cancer, with a cancer diagnosis, has done everything their doctors ask to treat it. There's no cancer in their body, right? And they put it out there, they're cured, they're feeling great. And then all of a sudden, it could be years later, they have what we call recurrence, right? It presents itself again. It comes back up to the surface. And we have to ask ourselves why. The answer is because we did not get to the cause. We did not look at what is truly creating these problems for us. And you can see this in all aspects of your life. You know, if you have a hard time calling in money into your world, right? You're saying it over and over again, I'm working, I keep looking for jobs, I keep applying for jobs, but no matter what I do, I don't seem to have any money. What the reality is, you have to start looking at the entire energetics involved, right? Because even money, something physical, right? We're just talking about a physical expression of energy, is connected to your energetic system. It's connected to the whole. Right? And if you want to call in more, there's one way to be able to do it, and there's only one, and that's to look at the cause of what is preventing it from coming in the first place. Yeah. So when we're talking about health, when we're talking about wellness, energy healing is not just a nice compliment. It's not just a nice thing to do to help support you through something. It is a 100% necessary piece of the puzzle. It's 100% necessary piece of your healing plan. And I know that it can seem really difficult to prioritize that given the way our medical system is set up. Yeah, our doctors, they give us formulas for how to heal. They tell us what to do, and they charge us a lot of money so that we are in a state where we are already feeling in debt. If you're feeling in debt, you're feeling in debt energetically, and that is not a place where healing happens. So finding practitioners who are willing to work with the energy healers, who bring energy healing into their practice, is incredibly important, yeah? And finding the energy healers as well who have an attention to the fact that you are probably working with Western medical professionals as well. And that's okay too, because all of these pieces have something to bring to the table. I'm not totally knocking Western medicine. It's incredible. It does amazing things. I tell my clients all the time, if you're having a heart attack, I do not want to be your first call, right? Go ahead and call 911, get an EMT out there, go to the hospital, and then give me a call, and we'll start looking at the cause. So as we heal and treat your symptoms, we'll also look at the cause and your energetic system as well to make sure nothing's stays on that level, to make sure we bring in the healing on that level, to make sure we bring in balance on that level. It is very officially time that I have to take a quick break here. So I'm going to take a break, and as soon as we come back, I'm going to tell you about some opportunities for you to bring that energy healing that we've been talking about into your life. Again, if you have calls or questions, you can go ahead and email info@nowagewellness.com or call in to 619-924-9710. Again, we are having some technical difficulties with the calling board, but hopefully we'll get that all straightened out during the break.
Are you tired of feeling stuck? Are you ready to feel healthy, clear, and grounded? Is it time to feel like yourself again? Hi, this is Shea Parker, founder of Best American Healers. If you answered yes to any of the questions that I just asked, nowagewellness.com can help. Danita Nicole, also known as Dee, is a spiritually based healing practitioner who founded Now Age Wellness. Dee has trained under master teachers to perfect her healing techniques. I personally recommend Dee if you are looking to reclaim yourself in more ways than one. Learn more about Dee's services at nowagewellness.com and let your healing begin.
Well, thank you, Shea Parker. So, as promised, now that we are back, I want to tell you guys about some ways that you can bring energy healing into your life. For one, finding a great practitioner that you really trust is an amazing way to do it. And there are many, many, many energy healing practices. Why? Because there's been so many cultures. There's been so many different methods. But the reality is they all work towards the same goal. So one of my favorite is Reiki. You may have heard of it because it's actually becoming super mainstream. As much as energy healing is mainstream, this is probably at the forefront. And what Reiki is a hands-on healing technique. You will see some practitioners lightly hover their hands, but ultimately, the practitioner will go through the energetic system and that they are specifically taught to allow a healing frequency come through them that they can offer for you to accept. So what's really important is no healing happens before you, the person who requires the healing, is ready. And no healing happens without your permission. So this isn't some weird curse. This isn't some weird, all of a sudden you're going to lose your free will and control of your life. You and your energetic system together dictate exactly what happens. Dictates how much healing is brought into your life. So, Reiki is one of my favorites for a number of reasons. For one, it's easy. It's easy to receive, and it's easy to learn how to do to support yourself. So, yes, you can find a practitioner that you love and trust, and, you know, this is one of the things that I do in the world. But even more than that, you can learn how to do this for yourself. Not so long ago, I recommended to someone that they may want to consider learning energy healing work. This is someone who shows up in the social media land always as frustrated, troubled, out of balance, having to go to the hospital or call an ambulance, and honestly depressed. And I said, this may be something that could really help you. And the first thing that came out of her mouth was how little she can trust energy healers. But here's the thing, guys. An energy healer cannot do anything without your permission. Yeah. And yes, find a good ethical practitioner, someone who's been trained well, someone who's had enough practice. Yeah. Or even if they're starting out, as long as you have a comfort with them, that you know you can trust them, then that's going to work for you. But here's the other thing. I actually was offering for her to learn this for herself. So the only person she had to trust was her. That brought up a whole other set of issues that, in fact, need to be brought into balance as well. So Reiki is pretty easy to learn. It's usually a couple days workshop, and the lesson lasts you a lifetime. And even as a Reiki practitioner, yes, you can go on the Now Age Wellness website and sign up for Reiki healing sessions. Reiki happens in person. It also can happen over distance, right? So why? Because we're talking about energy healing. We're talking about ions, molecules, and atoms. And when we talk on that level, space and time don't exist. So yes, Reiki practitioners are taught how to offer this healing across space and time. And this may be a challenge for some mindsets out there, but I have done this over and over again and seen results over and over again. Most recent being for a woman who was having a knee replacement surgery. We did Reiki during her surgery. Yes, we can do it during the surgery because we can offer it remotely. And she is having the fastest recovery, full of ease, full of grace. And this is one of the benefits that's been proven when we bring in Reiki specifically, but energy healing, is that all of a sudden the recovery happens faster. It happens with more ease. So, not knocking surgery. I'm saying if you are making that choice, if surgery is the right thing for you to do right now, you're going to want to bring energy healing in as well. And Reiki is one of the best ways to do that. You may even find that your clinic, your hospital, your health care center has Reiki practitioners available because it is that mainstream. And it is also one of the most amazing methods of self-care for wellness practitioners, for healing practitioners, for nurses. So those of you who are in these caregiving fields, you know, nurses, social workers, massage therapists, those of you who are in these fields where you are the caregiver, where you are offering the healing, it's of utmost importance that you take care of yourself as well. Yeah, I was just watching a video of Maya Angelou before I came down here. And one of the best pieces of advice she ever received and ever taught, she says, was to take care of herself first. Yeah, because naturally, if you don't care for yourself, you won't have anything to give. Well, learning Reiki not only is one of the best ways that you can offer support to your friends and your family, but it's one of the best ways to support yourself. And I'm not, again, yes, when things start to hurt physically, when there is a diagnosis offered by a doctor, absolutely, bring it in. But this is also about keeping balance in your everyday. Right, every day, practicality, keeping that balance every day, not waiting for it to build up and hit you over the head, not waiting for something dramatic to happen, but keeping your balance in every aspect of your life every day. Reiki has been one of the most powerful tools I've ever witnessed and used. So, it receives probably my highest recommendation of things that you can do. Again, Reiki is available on the Now Age Wellness website. You can sign up. You can do that. But I'm also excited to say that we will be soon introducing Reiki retreats. You're going to want to keep your eye out for those. If you're not on the mailing list, you'll probably want to sign up for the mailing list because we will be announcing to the mailing list first. Again, if you want to sign up, just drop an email to info@nowagewellness.com. You can visit the website. There's a quick link to join the newsletter. Not actually a newsletter. However, we do send out when class announcements and healing opportunities come up that you may be interested in. But these Reiki retreats, I'm super excited. We're going to offer them intensive style, and it will be intense. Only in the sense of you're actually going to really start dealing with yourself and your own crap. And if you already started doing that, congratulations. You're well on your way. It'll be easier for you. But we're going to do levels 1 and 2 together. Oh, I know this is a big departure for me. I haven't done it this way because on the level that I teach, level 1 alone often brings about dramatic change in people's lives. dramatic change in how they feel and how they see in their energetic system. But so many of you have reached out to me from places other than here on the beautiful island of St. Croix and the U.S. Virgin Islands that you want to learn. That'll be easier for you to do this way, that we're going to give it a shot. So it will be a 4-day workshop, level 1 and 2 together. We will offer, while you're here, you want to add on Reiki sessions for yourself as well, to receive a session. And you'll come out of that fully certified how to begin practicing Reiki. Yeah, in level 1, we learn how to practice for yourself. You learn how to take care of yourself and your energetic system on that level. In level 2, we begin learning how to use that for others. So we can take care of our friends, our family. You can choose to practice professionally as well, if you like. But I am passionate about teaching others for so many reasons, but because when someone is feeling ill, that daily care is actually the preference. And what better way to have that offered than to be able to have the friends and family involved and taking part. And on top of that, as many Reiki practitioners as there are in the world, there are more people needing help. One of the other cool things about Reiki, and I didn't intend for this whole show to be about Reiki, but I'm so inspired right now, and there's so much to tell you, is that it actually raises your vibration. Let's go back to what we were talking about earlier when I said energy is vibration. So this actually raises the amount of energy you're able to hold. So think of this like money, yeah? It's like handing you a bigger wallet. All of a sudden, you can fit more in there. Yeah. So what are you going to do now? All of a sudden, there's a whole new world of possibility. What would you do if you had more energy available to you? What would you do if that energy was clear, calm, and under, in perfect balance with everything you want in the world? Think about it for a second. Write it down. Journal it. So we're coming to the close of the show here. This nice blog talk lady is coming on to let me know we're running out of time. The piece that I really hope you'll take with you is that energy healing is not out there. It's not New Age. It's not woo-woo. It's not a nice bonus. It is completely necessary to health and wellness. It's completely necessary to your health and wellness. It's completely necessary to the health and wellness of those around you. Something we've always known throughout history. It's something that's always been a part of our lives, and it's time that we bring it back in a way that really makes a difference for us. Again, if you want to find out more about the energy healing services offered at Now Age Wellness, you can check out the website, www.nowagewellness.com. If you want to be the first to be in the know about our upcoming Reiki retreat, be sure to click the Join Newsletter button. Otherwise, I hope you guys have a great, wonderful start to your week. And think about bringing in a little energy healing. See what kind of difference it makes for you. That's all. I'll talk to you guys next time. Have a great day.